International Prayer Lessons, Weekly Home Study Lessons on Prayer by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Available at www.internationalprayerlessons.com. Listen now to this week's International Prayer Lesson, Lesson Number 3, Chapter 3, The Omnipresence of Christ. I will be with you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. When man first conceives of a God, his first thought is that of power, however limited. The first thought of the true God is of his omnipotence. I am God Almighty. The second thought in Scripture is of his omnipresence. God always gave his servants the promise of his unseen presence with them. To his, I will be with you, their faith responded, you are with me. When Christ said to his disciples, all authority, power, in heaven and on earth has been given to me, the promise immediately followed, and surely I will be with you always. The omnipotent one is surely the omnipresent one. The psalmist speaks of God's omnipresence as something beyond his comprehension. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Psalm 139, verse 6. The revelation of God's omnipresence in the man Christ Jesus makes the mystery still deeper. The grace that enables us to claim this presence as our strength and our joy is something inexpressibly blessed. And yet, when the promise is given to them, how many servants of Christ find it difficult to understand all that is implied in it, and how it can become the practical experience of their daily lives. Here, as elsewhere in the spiritual life, everything depends upon our faith accepting Christ's word as a divine reality, and trusting the Holy Spirit to make it true to us from moment to moment. When Christ says, always, Greek, all the days, he means to give us the assurance that we are not to have a day of our lives in which his blessed presence is not to be with us. And all the days implies all the day. There need not be a moment in which that presence cannot be our experience. It does not depend upon what we can effect, but upon what he undertakes to do. The omnipotent Christ is the omnipresent Christ. The ever-present is the everlasting, the unchangeable one. Just as surely as he is the unchangeable one, who has the power of an endless life, will his presence be with each of his servants who trusts him for it. Our attitude must be that of quiet, restful faith, of a humble, lowly dependence in accordance with the Word. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37, 7. And surely I will be with you always. Let your faith in Christ, the omnipresent One, be in the quiet confidence that he will every day and every moment keep you as the apple of his eye, keep you in perfect peace, and in the sure experience of all the light and the strength you need in his service. The practice of the presence of God. In order to form a habit of conversing with God continually and referring all you do to him, you must at first apply your prayers to him with some diligence. But after that, you should find that his love inwardly excites you to conversation without any difficulty. After the pleasant days God has given you, if you ever have pain or suffering, do not be uneasy about it, knowing that God will give you strength to bear it. when you are practicing a particular virtue, address yourself to God, praying, Lord, I cannot do this unless you enable me. And you shall receive his strength more than sufficiently for your needs. If you should fail in your duty, confess your fault to God and pray. I shall always fail if you leave me to myself. Hinder my falling and mend whatever is missing in my life. You ought to act with God in the greatest simplicity. Speak to him frankly and plainly. Implore his assistance in your affairs just as they are happening. He will never fail to grant it. Dear Father God, thank you for your love and strength that sustains me each moment of the day. I pray that your Holy Spirit would make your presence and the presence of your Son known to me in a deeper and more personal way than I have ever known before. I am not praying for an occasional spiritual high, but I am humbly asking you to help me be more aware of you every moment of the day. Amen.